You can check out right now the top 10 conspiracy theories in the world. Just go to the news section of Coast to Coast AM. Yeah, the usual suspects are there. But it's an interesting read. Check it out right now, Coast to Coast AM. It is Friday night. It's open lines. Your phone calls next. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, sitting in for George on this Good Friday. Your calls next. This is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast. It's Friday night, open lines, and let's get straight to it. Let's go to Carson. Carlos, welcome to Coast AM.
Yes, good morning, Jay. Jim, you know, I was wondering the other day, why is it that the neoconservatives were so eager to dump Trump? And then I started thinking, well, certain neoconservatives also sided with Hillary Clinton, Keegan, and William Crystal, who are neoconservatives. And then I started thinking a little further, and I said, well, the neoconservatives were the ones that made the blueprint for the Project for a New American Century in the 1990s, which detailed the wars in the Middle East, the expansion of the wars in the Middle East to a T. So I said, I kind of figured it out. They don't think Trump is going to be as eager to expand the wars in the Middle East or get into a confrontation with Russia and China, whereas Hillary will. She will get out there and expand those wars. You know, she went before the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee and vowed her unconditional support for Israel, her love for Israel. And we know that Israel profits from the wars in the Middle East because we're wiping out the Arabs.
Okay, but Carlos, what's your question?
Well, you know that. I just want your opinion on what I said. You know?
Oh, you know what? I'll answer you directly. I'm an agnostic when it comes to politics. I just observe. I just sit back and observe, and I just let it play out. I'm more about the conspiracy behind what is driving politics and world governments, and that's really my position. I find it interesting, but I let it play out. And right now, nothing has played out. We're in the middle of an election cycle, and what's going on with the puppet masters around the world? They haven't ended a game yet. So I you know, it's hard for me to form an opinion. I just like to sit back and observe.
Yes, but these are anticipatory moves already. These are hints of what's coming up. The neoconservatives siding with Hillary.
Well, exactly. And not to cut you off, Carlos, what I'm trying to say is I'd rather observe and wait for it to play out. We're talking about hypotheticals into the future. I understand what you're saying, but until it plays out, I'm just an observer, and that's what I do, and that's the way that I deal with it.
Well, no, fine with you. I'm just trying to express my opinion. I think that's what's going on.
It could be. Yeah.
The wars, and that can be pretty nasty because these wars are going to gradually gravitate to Iran, Russia and China.
Yeah, well, see, and
that help us if that happens.
Yeah, exactly right. And thank you for the call, Carlos. I totally agree. And none of us want any of that to spin out of control. But it's the bigger picture is, why is it going on? That's the thing. And who desires for this to continue? And that's the interesting thing for me. And that's the way that I deal with it. Let's go to Wild Card, Missouri. David, welcome to Coast AM.
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, you are, David.
This is David, okay. Yes. I'm sounding the trumpet. I'm sounding the trumpet. The Father has shown me, has exposed to me, he's coming back today, the 26th.
Okay.
He's coming to set the kingdom up today.
Today, on the 26th.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, David, I'll be here tomorrow night on Coast to Coast. All right?
All right.
And I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Thank you so much, David.
All right. Bye.
Interesting call. Tonight's the night. He's sounding the trumpet. Let's go to Idaho. Bill, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill.
Super. Hey, the reason I'm calling in was because, you know, with the election and all that kind of stuff, I've been really concerned about everything. But I remember when Obamacare was ratified or became a law, and the last Supreme Court justice that walked out said, I can't remember his name, but he said, I knew it was unconstitutional, but I voted for it as a tax. Did he violate his oath of office when he admitted that it was unconstitutional what he voted for? Do you know if he did?
Well, I'm going to ask you, do you think it was unconstitutional?
Well, he said that it was unconstitutional, but he voted for it as a tax. It was actually on TV. I saw it,
right.
And I only saw it once.
Right.
Okay. So is he allowed to vote for something that's unconstitutional? That's my question.
Yeah, that's a great question. And maybe we can get an answer on Twitter or from another caller later. That's a great question. I have no idea.
And if it was unconstitutional, can we have a groundswell then, American groundswell, and throw him out?
Yeah, that's interesting.
This would be better than any election. It would be better than anything that happens in an election. If we can throw a Supreme Court justice out because he violated his oath of office, then we can have a change that would be brought about by the people.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Bill. Very interesting. And I don't know. I don't have a clue when it comes to Supreme Court law or constitutional. I have no idea. Let's go to California, Jeff, on the wild card. Jeff, welcome to Coast AM.
Hi there.
Hi,
can
Jeff.
You hear me okay?
Everything's good, Jeff.
Okay, good. So regarding monoatomic gold, there's a few things your guest didn't know about that. It's been used in India for thousands of years. It does reverse the aging process completely. What it does, it floods your body with stem cells. You lose all your hair and teeth. Your hair and teeth grow back. You get all new internal organs, all new skin. Everything's all brand new.
Do you have new teeth and hair?
I'm planning on doing this. It's called Kaya Kalpa. You can get it in India. You can go to India and do this process. I'm planning on doing it. It's very well known for people that are plugged into this in India. The process is called Kaya Kalpa. The Soma Rasayana is the name in the name of the supplement in India. There's monatomic gold. What they do is they heat up gold to a high temperature, and it turns into a white powder. It's not toxic to the body. It floods your body with stem cells.
Yeah, Jeff, I wasn't being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I hope you understand. I was just wondering if you had taken it. I have interviewed.
I took it for a short time, and what it did was it just started dissolving kidney stones that I didn't know I had.
That's interesting.
And there are easier ways to dissolve kidney stones, but anyway, it totally purifies your body.
I've interviewed many people about its manufacture and how it's done and the history of it. But one of the things, and I've never done it, I doubt that I do, but one of the interesting things is I love to dream. Okay, Jeff, I'm a big dreamer. Love to dream. I love to go to sleep at night. I look forward to having really cool dreams, fun dreams, scary dreams. It doesn't matter. I just like a good dream. And I hear that monatomic gold is the best for dreaming. I'm not recommending any. I don't know.
I have no idea. But I only took it for 10 days. So, you know, you're supposed to take it for an entire year to get this process going.
Yeah.
Now, we have theorized that if you purify your kidneys, intestines, your liver and all that, gallbladder, that you could probably do this in a much shorter time, you know, achieve the totally new body. There was a fellow who was born in the 1770-something, and he lived to 1955. He used the Kaya Kalpa process twice, and it was kind of legendary.
Yeah, I've read about that. Yeah, I have read about that, Jeff.
Yeah.
And, in nine months, give me a call back here on Coast to Coast and let me know.
Okay.
All right, man.
Product. I'm getting a lot of money in here, so we'll have enough to buy this stuff. It's expensive to buy, as you probably can imagine.
I have no idea, but I can. Well, anything with the word gold to it sounds expensive to me. Have a great night, Jeff, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here. All right, let's go to Mexico. Wildcard Derek, welcome to Coast to Coast AM. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy? I appreciate you taking my call. What I'm calling about, I am calling about tonight about Morgellons disease or the situation. I'm kind of asking a question, but not exactly, because I don't really believe that we all will know the answers to it. But Ted was on last night with George, and I could not get on. But I wanted to alert the world exactly that this is not for play, it's for real. And Ted was not the only one last night that has spoke about this. I think Mary Guiley.
Yeah, I know her.
Okay, she spoke about it also, and that's when I really started realizing that this could be what I have been going through for the last 7 years. Only a couple of times, a few people that's got on Coast to Coast in between Mary Guiley and Ted has kind of touched on certain things with the coming with the different types of metals that come in with it and what it does. One of the things they are doing is trying to reflect the sun. They are trying to do that. That is obvious. They're trying, but that does not mean that it's to help us. I believe that's also to help out with HARP and to do some things that they were talking about back then, way back then, with the weather moving it around. But as with the Magellans that comes in with the extra skeletal waves and things that Ted was speaking on, I have been assessing these types of things for a long time because my Magellans, it's a little bit more advanced than what they're speaking on over the last 4 or 5 years. And I just wanted to throw out a few points to people that are listening so that they can recognize it in their homes, in their bodies. Just a few look, because we don't have a lot of time, I know. And I just want to hit a few things off. One of the things that I will say about me, it started to kind of attack me. I have a visual impairment. And what it started to do was what it started to do is it comes to you and it nips on you. It will make you feel like you have a heartbeat going on in certain areas. You will also feel tremors in different areas of your body, and you would think it is just only, your blood or something going on, or your muscles are tremoring and things like that, but they're not.
Isn't it all imaginary?
This is what they would like you to think. And one of the things that comes with that imaginary thought is that what Ted had mentioned last night, which really blew my mind, and somebody else had mentioned, and another lady on was talking about nanoids or natoids. But what really blew my mind is that it has a property to it where that it can move through sheets in your clothing very easily and hide in your clothes and your sheets. And what it does, if you're trying to, let's say you feel like you get in bed and you think your husband or wife has some crackers, or they must have ate the day, earlier, and you came into bed and you're like, hey, honey, you left crackers. It kind of feels like little teeny little crumbs of things. And when you move them, when they're in the bed, they slice through the bed very easily, slice through your covers, your clothes, they hide in things. Now, I know this is happening because I'm getting attacked now, and it's very real. And they also do go into your body, and they are surviving. They do get bigger, and they do procreate, just the same way Ted was saying. I actually have a vial of different ones that people are saying, oh, that looks like a weird roach, but these are the bigger ones, little ones, baby ones. You will find different things. I want people to know that you are not crazy, and that Ted was right about when you go to the ophthalmologist and you try to take them, they take them away from you. When you go to the hospital and you show your little bites, it has three bites. People realize there are three little bites. You will see it, the three little bites, and they're like almost in a triangle type looking way. It's very real. You will go to the hospital, they will tell you that you're tripping, this, that, and the other. Now, all I want to tell you is interdimensional also, because these things can seem to fly, okay? And my daughter has seen them, and she's seen them when she was only seven. at nighttime. She said, Dad, there's something black flying in the air, and I see it, and it looks like a bug. And I thought to myself, she sees it. And at one time, she actually has seen my shirt. And she said, Dad, there's something coming out of your shirt, and they look like little teeny gnats.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting, Derek. And I always, what I knew about it was that it was all imaginary, you know, and moving on to the possibility of nanobots or anything like that, I find interesting, and anything is possible. But I always thought that Morgellons was, you know, just that you were imagining all of this.
Nothing like that of the sort, my brother. It's absolutely real, and I've been dealing with it for over 7 years now, and I've been trying to assess it and figure out what is going on. I even went into mental hospitals before because I put myself there because I did not know and understand what was going on exactly. It is more real than you can ever imagine, and they hide in your clothes. They hide in different things. You will hear noises in the walls, and, you know, it absolutely would drive you out of your mind, but it is absolutely real, and it is no joke what is happening. Please figure you will feel it and you will notice it.
Thank you for the call, Derek, and have a great, safe rest of your Easter weekend. Let's go to Mark right here in Modesto, California. Mark, welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Quick, what's your question?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you're familiar with the group, rock group UFO.
Yes, of course.
Their song, Too Hot to Handle, would be the best describe your show tonight.
Okay. All right. I'll go with that.
I had another theory about the sun effects that have been going on. You had a call earlier from Sacramento. He said he noticed that paints and varnishes don't hold up, and you can feel the difference in the heat of the sun.
Right.
And I was wondering if, you know, back in the 70s, we got rid of the fluorocarbons because there was a problem with the ozone layer.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And I was wondering if that was our satellites that we'd gotten up in those decades had, you know, the scientists finally realized what was going on, and maybe the reason that we had holes in the ozone layer wasn't really the fluorocarbon so much as it was the nuclear tests that we'd all been engaging in.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought about that too as well. I mean, we're going to be running out of time here, so I'm going to try to answer this as quick as I can for you, Mark, and thank you for the phone call, which is this. There is a video, there's an animation online where you can watch every nuclear test and detonation that's ever happened on Earth. And you go and you watch this and you see it happen. A couple of thousand of detonations, and you just have to wonder, what has that done to the upper atmosphere? Makes you wonder. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Open lines Friday. More of your calls when we come back. Stay right there. All right. I want to remind everybody, you can catch my show, Fade to Black, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. right before Coast to Coast. The great thing about that is, and we do this on purpose, you can roll through 7 hours of the very best radio anywhere. So go and do it right now. You can check out everything. Just click on my name at Coast to Coast AM. Takes you right to Fade to Black. And also, tomorrow night, my guest star, Tricia McCannon, and Michael J.S. Carter, the good reverend. We're going to be talking about Mary Magdalena, the missing 30 years of Jesus, religion, UFOs, religion in the 21st century, all of that. The Easter weekend continues tomorrow night. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. We're going to write it out. More of your calls right after this short break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast AM. Let's go straight back to the phones. Let's go to Wild Card, Joel in Kansas City. Joel, welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. I appreciate it. Mr. Church, I have to sing your praises because I have the utmost respect for you and your opinion on all of this stuff. What I wanted to ask you was, with all the derision and the seeming to be people that decide to put themselves in different groups within the United States instead of everybody coming together and saying that they're Americans first. What do you think is going to bring everybody together? Do you think that it would be a clash of, I don't know, fighting, I guess, within all of us?
You know, Joel, that's a great question, and it's something that I get asked about all the time. And this is my opinion. I think that we are, look at us as life. And what I mean by that is when you go through life, you know, 5 years old, you're at a certain maturity, 10 years old, you know, 14, 15, you're a bit nuts and life lasts forever. And then you think you're smarter than your parents. And then you get to be about 20, 21 years old and you start to settle down a little bit in life and you start to realize that maybe your parents were smarter than you realized. Right. And then you start to, and then you kind of move on the past the party phase and you want to settle down and have a family and start to love and appreciate what is around you. Okay. And so if you look at those life stages like that, I think right now, humanity is about 20 years old, 21. You know, we're past the crazy cycle. You know, I think the vast majority of us are starting to respect the planet that we have. And we're starting to appreciate what we have around us. Not all of us, but that comes with time. So I don't see the anger and the divisions that is out there in the media or other voices that want to divide and conquer. I think we're way past that.
See, that's what I was gonna. That's more to my point. Is why is it that it's always in the mainstream media wants to throw that? I know that. If it bleeds, it leads. But I mean,
right.
What I don't understand is that why is it they continue to throw this into the general public space when a lot of people don't have the time or the patience to actually figure things out for themselves? Do they want to drive them to that point, or is this just a...
Joel, don't you think it's pretty great that they keep trying, but now it just doesn't work? You know, things haven't spun out of control here. You know,
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
Out of control, but I'm just wondering if the powers be are wanting to push it that way. A lot of people like to compare us to Rome,
right? Because they're old school. Yes. Joel, you're exactly right. You know, that's old school. We're growing up. That old style of things just doesn't work anymore. You know, I definitely am a guy that runs around with flowers hanging out of my pockets. And I say that all the time. And I think I represent what everybody else is. You know, I think
I'm with you. See, yeah. I always tell people the best church is the church of hugs. That's my motto.
Like, absolutely, Joel.
Whenever you're hugging it out, you can't be mad. I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, who can get mad when that goes down? Hey, Joel, thank you so much, man. We'll see you tomorrow night on the show.
Man. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. That is a great phone call. Let's go in order here. Wild card, Jason, up in Portland, Oregon. Oh, we lost him. Okay. Let's see, who's next? Let's go to West Palm Beach, wild card, Michael. Welcome to Coast AM.
Yeah, how you doing? Do you ever hear of Richard Shaver or the Shaver Mysteries?
Absolutely, great stuff.
Okay, yeah, let me go over some of the stuff about it, because people aren't too exposed to this nowadays.
Well, the Shaver Mystery is...
Libraries, underground cities.
Yes.
This is what he learned from the ancient libraries, all right? You know, a lot of people are not going to be happy with what I'm telling you, because a lot of people think there's hope for this world or the solar system. There's no hope. Okay, millions of years ago, the ancients ignited our sun, deliberately set it up, set it off. It gave off pure carbon heat. Because of the pure carbon heat, life grew tremendously. It had giant animals, as we know, dinosaurs, humans, and so forth.
Right.
Over millions of years, the sun started changing and became a filthy radioactive nuclear engine, giving off horrible radiation, which it does today.
Michael, this is an important call. Listen, Mike, you need to speak up because you are really getting quiet.
Oh, you hear me now? Do you hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, over millions of years, the sun became radioactive. The radioactivity stopped the growth on the Earth. No more giant animals, plants, humans, whatever. And the few ancients that could escaped and ran away from the solar system. Our solar system was contaminated with radiation. Carbon-14 is in our bones. When we're dead for 1,000 years, you know our bones are still radioactive. They can measure the radioactivity. And if the message he's giving is, it's very dangerous, our sun, no matter what the people think about getting away from it. There's no getting away from it. I live in Florida. I had a case of skin cancer a couple of years ago. It scared the hell out of me. I don't even go into the sun. You got people saying, go into the sun. Stay away from the sun. It's dangerous. It's radioactive. And it can make you sick. I mean, that's one of the things I'm telling people right now. I know that a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to hear about, you know, sunbathing and the good life and so forth. But our sun is a very dangerous radioactive machine. And you have to take preparations from it. But I thought the people would like to know about Shaver's ideas a little bit, because they don't talk about it nowadays too much.
Okay, yeah, you're exactly right. And the Shaver Mysteries, and you know what? What's really great, if you want to hear about all of this stuff directly, go back and you can find some Long John Neville online and go check it out, because the Shaver Mysteries are covered pretty extensively. Let's go to first-time caller line, Oklahoma, Ton. Welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you, sir. I'm honored to sit and speak with you.
What's on your mind, Ton?
Tony.
Oh, Tony. It says Ton here.
No, it's Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Okay, got you, Tony.
No problem. Yeah, listen, I wanted to kind of bring up a different change of pace for you. Not too many people know about President Garfield. Back in the day when he was shot by the very person who he interviewed for a job, he was basically assassinated by his own interviewee. And when he was shot and he was sitting there suffering on his bed for near 30 days, my great uncle, ancestor uncle, Simon Newcomb, got with Alexander Graham Bell, and they developed pretty much the first metal type detector. And they would take and run it over his bed, trying to find out where this bullet was in his system, and they couldn't find it. Well, the doctors, you keep sticking their fingers and probing and stuff like that, and sticking rods in the hole trying to find it, you know, because that's the medical knowledge that they had of the day.
Right.
And so they would go back because it kept just reading. The machine would keep reading solid contact constantly, and they wouldn't just find one specific hit area. So they would go back and they would test it on cadavers and all that, bring it back, and it would still ring full contact constantly. Well, they went back and they tested it on surviving Civil War vets that had shrapnel and stuff like that, and brought it back, and it still would run constantly, and they couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. And finally, after he had passed away, they went back, Simon Newcomb, who was an astronomer at the time for the Navy, he was a admiral, and Alexander Graham Bell went back and they looked over the room and they looked over the bed, and it kind of find out President Garfield happened to have the first all steel coil mattress.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yes, that is correct. You are absolutely
why they could not detect where
right
the bullet was.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was the strangest thing because had he not had that, he may have survived.
Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. Tony, thank you for this phone call.
No problem. Thank you.
You have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Let's go to Wild Card. Mason in Santa Barbara, California. Mason, welcome to Coast AM. What's on your mind?
I'm actually in Goleta, California.
Same thing. Goleta, Santa Barbara. You're up north.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What I wanted to talk about was originally, screw that. Talk about HAARP and the government manipulator of the ionosphere.
Okay.
And how they literally can control multiple lightning storms. They can fully control the weather. And nowadays, there's not much information that's really been produced on that lately. The last videos that I can find online are from the 90s, and there's a lot of, and I know that other governments also have the technology as well. I know Russia does, and the Chinese are trying to do the same thing, and they can literally cause lightning storms that are more powerful than a nuclear blast.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mason. Check this out. Although the HAARP program allegedly has been stopped here, right? And there might be some other stuff going on. But there was an article, and I reported about this last week on my show on Fade to Black, on March 13th or March 12th, March 13th, you can look it up right now and read the articles, that the cloud seeding happened here in Southern California that caused the rainstorms, which ended the drought. Now, they had 10 seeding stations along the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains here between Sylmar all the way to Burbank. And at that east end of the valley, this is what was so interesting about the story. That the east end of the valley, that's where the weather stops because the mountains are there. You know, nothing blows over. And that is where they had the seeding stations. So when you ask about weather manipulation or whether they would do it, the official contract was 1 year for $500,000 to seed the clouds here. And it worked, and the drought ended. Now, how fascinating is that? And when you ask about chemtrails or HAARP, would they do this, and that, you know, and you want to question everything? Well, here, they literally did this last month here in Southern California.
All right. Well, I will tell you that the drought did not end, because we in Santa Barbara are at less than 75% of the rain total on an average year. And we are suffering very bad from the drought. There's no water in our lakes. We're purchasing water from Kern County, which is water taken out of the oil wells. That's where we get most of our water is coming in right now in Santa Barbara County.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, like I said, go and read that article. Go and read that article, and you can shoot me an email over here at Coast to Coast. Just click on email.
All right, and I'm going to look it up right now. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and you have a great night, Mason. Thank you for the phone call. Earlier, let's go to Portland. Jason, welcome to Coast AM.
Hello, Mr. Church. Are you there?
I am here, Jason. How are you?
Thank you very much. Honor to talk to you. I've heard you a few times on Coast, and I'm looking forward to checking out your show. You said something earlier tonight that kind of tweaked an interest. You said you're not really into politics, and that's me. I'm like apolitical. I try to stay away from that as much as I can. But you're more involved, you're interested in the conspiracies behind the scenes?
Absolutely.
I'm wondering, you know, and sometimes I get this idea, am I the only one? And I know I'm not, because once I start talking to other people, I find out I'm not. But ever, for the last 8 years especially, has it hit you as much as it's hit me that it's so blatant that there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, that we're basically involved in a one-party system? There might be minor differences, but when it comes to serious issues, they're not going to let, you know, that much difference come into play. And it's just, and this election, you know, this year has just, again, expounded upon that. But, you know, I remember when Obama first came in after Bush that first year, he and, you know, Congress, they were able to pass quite a few tax laws that actually helped the middle class and the lower middle class. But it lasted like 1 year, and that's all they let him get away with. And they didn't let him publicize a lot of them. I could go into specifics if you'd like, because I'm a tax guy.
Well, well, we don't have that kind of time. We only have about 60 seconds before the absolute end of the show, Jason. But
is that it, you? And then he maintained the same policies of the Republicans before him, the Bush. The same people, you know, Rahm Emanuel, the Treasury, you know, the Secretary of the, they were all the same people. Giving the bankers all the bailouts, in other words.
Yeah, Jason. Very interesting. And just let me make these comments. And thank you for the phone call. I don't really have an opinion because at my age of 52, so between certainly the voting age for me, 18, you know, 1981, 1982, 1983 to now, I haven't really felt a whole lot of compelling evidence that there's any difference or any changes going on from cabinet to cabinet to cabinet to cabinet. And so, therefore, I have become kind of apolitical, metro political, like in the middle. I'm just a casual observer now, and I'm more interested about what goes on behind the scenes. But thank you for the phone call. Tomorrow night, my guests are Tricia McCannon, Michael J.S. Carter. We're going to continue on with our Easter weekend religion and UFOs. I want to thank George, Tom, Lisa, Dan, Bobo. Clean out your desk. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Follow me on Twitter at JChurchRadio. Go Beckley Tappy.